Well, Zach, I actually just finished crushing some chicken farm, and I am freaking ready to rock and roll.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's that time of the week. We are now joined by Auburn guard Zepp Jasper. Zepp, how you doing today?
I'm doing all right. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Congrats on that commanding win over the Yale Bulldogs this past Saturday. We were talking before we clicked record, Zepp, but a strong and quick start goes a long way in a game like that.
Oh, yeah. We always talk about coming out and coming out strong from the jump. You know, because when you don't come out strong from the jump, you don't make a statement. So we wanted to make a statement, no matter the team on the jersey, no matter who we play, we want to make a statement. And we made a statement early on in the game. And that's what made us come out strong.
When I was looking up stuff about Yale before you guys played them, their guard, Swain, I think is his name. Seemed like a pretty effective scorer. You locked him up a few times there, but a guy like that, kind of getting the opportunity to defend a player like that, what all goes into that kind of preparation?
Well, you look at film and you look at videos on what he do and what's his weakness, what's his strengths. Coming into the game, we thought Swain was a great player, yeah. A good scorer, one of the best scorers we've played. In our eighth game, and you know, he's a great player. I respect him as a player and respect how he plays. But you know, we dig deep down in every little thing he did, and I think he struggled against the length, the pressure, and I just think he never seen defense like this year. And I think it shows what type of defense we got, and it shows how strong our defense is, and it shows no matter how much you score, no matter how big of a scorer you are, when you play against Auburn, you're going to struggle. You're going to have to be able to take the pressure. You're going to have to be able to take the shot blockers. We just have so many strengths in our defense, and I just enjoy it playing with these guys.
Well, and a big thing is depth. I mean, that's such a big part of why you guys were able to play at that intensity, because you know you're going to get relief and your teammates are going to come in and back you up. But this Yale team, you know, just kind of listening to on the radio interview with Coach Stephen Pearl, he said, hey, these guys are not going to be afraid to play 11 guys. And so there was going to be a lot of different players on the court. We ended up seeing that on Saturday. But kind of preparing for multiple different guys when you know, okay, I may have to cover four or five different people in this game, does that kind of change how you approach a matchup?
Well, no, because like I say, when we go into film,
yeah,
we watch every single player on the scouting report, and we have to make sure we know, like I said, we have to make sure we know their strengths, their weakness, if they're going to go right hand, if they're left-handed. Mm-hmm. Even from the big man, even though I'm a guard, I have to know what the big man is going to do.
Right.
Just in case I get caught up on a switch, and I know which hand he's going to go to, I know which shoulder he's going to turn to. So it doesn't matter how many players they play. I just got to know what they do. And I always pay attention to the scout report. Like coaches say, number 10 was a left-hander. Mm-hmm. We know he's going to go left. He's strong left-handed. He's a shooter. Make sure you got to push up when he shoots. And it showed Saturday that he's a great shooter. And it showed that they weren't a scary team. They can play. They wanted to play against Auburn. It was one of their biggest games on their schedule.
Sure. No, and they came out for it. You could tell they wanted it, but... go a little bit more into the scouting report. I mean, is the detail and how it's prepared, does it seem different at Auburn than it was at College of Charleston?
Well, I would say that's a good question. I would say the scouting report is almost kind of the same,
okay,
but it's broke down a little bit better at Auburn. I would say the reason why it's broke down a little bit better at Auburn, because they teach you like teaching points, meaning that when they run their plays, it shows us exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they break down from their play, it shows you their cuts, what's their breakdown play they're going to call, what's their hand signal. It just shows you every single thing where Charleston we just went through the plays and the personnel of the players and the out-of-bound plays, and that really was it. But here we go into every single little detail, which gives you no clue. You have to. That means you're going to remember. We watch it so much, you're going to remember. You're going to remember that play so easy. Like I remember this weekend, I remember this week too, watching Yale on film.
Right.
And we always talk about the back door. You know, being Ivy League school, you know, we pressure the ball so they like jump up and backdoor them. So I just remember in the game on Saturday, no back door. In my head, I pressure the ball so I know they're going to want to try to get me back door. So I would stay connected with my man, because we would always talk about it on film with Stephen Pearl, and he would tell us, do not get backdoor. They're gonna come with the ball and backdoor you. They want you to help. They want you to come up and backdoor you. So I just, in my head, that's what I would think, and that's what I would do just off of watching the film, just remembering. Like, I still remember their plays. I still remember what they do.
Yeah. No, I think that shows, and we've heard this from other players that have played for Coach Pearl. But, I mean, just it seems like he's obsessed with teaching. I mean, he never stops coaching. He never stops teaching. And I think that's why you always see his teams get better from the start of the season to the end of the season. I mean, it's just noticeable difference. Some of that, I think, is buy-in. But also, just from a basketball standpoint, it seems like his teams get so much smarter as the season goes on.
Yes. Coach BP, he wanted to coach to the end. No matter if he up by 50, 60, 40, 20, 30.
Yeah.
He's one of those coaches, you want to push you to the limit. He does that, you know, just to show you, like, we haven't reached our highest limit yet. You know, him as a coach, he's a competitive coach. You know, he try to push his players as much as he can. And that's why I respect him so much. You know, just because we win, I mean, we did something. That's why he always on us, giving us motivation, giving us talks.
Sure.
Because us win, he wants to see us succeed. And when I first got here, I would ask myself, you know, he's always happy, but he want to be happier. Like, you know, he's never satisfied. You know, he got a competitive spirit I've never seen before in a coach.
Yeah.
And that just hypes me up, and that just, it keeps me level, because it keeps me so level. It shows like you haven't done nothing yet.
Right.
Kevin, we still climbing. We trying to get to the Final Four still. We trying to get to the top. Mm-hmm. We still count it out. And he shows that in practice, during the games. Even when we win by 20, he's still coming to the locker room and they still not satisfied, still mad. But I respect that, because it shows he fight to the end.
Yeah.
And that's why I respect him so much. And he never tell a lie. He always be honest. Mm-hmm. You never met an honest coach. You never meet lots of honest coaches, because him, you know, he's honest. He's him. He's BP. He yells. He give you energy. But I just love him as a coach.
Yeah, no, it sounds like he's fun to play for. Zep, what do we know about this this Nebraska team that you guys are playing this weekend in Atlanta, part of the Holiday Hoopsgiving event?
Well, we haven't watched much film. We haven't watched film yet.
Sure.
But I know they last four games, they didn't play NC State, Indiana, and they lost. They went to NC State and went into 2-3 overtimes. Was a close game. Mm-hmm. 100 points to 104. They got a great score, freshman. I think his name is Bryce McGowan's. I know they're going to come to play hard against Auburn in Atlanta. They got a couple South Carolina guys, and I know they're going to be pumped up to play Auburn, you know, being a top 25 team.
Sure.
And Nebraska being in the Big 12, they want to show they're going to want to show why the Big 12 can play with the SEC basketball, with SEC being the best basketball conference in the world right now in college basketball. I think they're going to come out with a fight. I think they're going to come out hungry. So this week is going to be crucial for us. It's going to be very – we're going to have to pay attention, because I think this team can play. This team going to come out and want to beat us.
The game's at 10:30 Central Time. Is that the earliest game that you've played in a while?
That's actually the earliest game I've played in college basketball.
Since sure. I believe it. Does that change anything? I mean, you guys have played 11 o'clock tips and stuff. Is it that much different?
don't change anything. Yeah. When we got a lot of, let me tell you, we got a lot of Georgia guys. I know Nebraska is going to be excited to play, but let me tell you, we're going to be excited to play. We got like 5 or 6 Georgia guys, mm-hmm. meaning we're going to see our family. Our right. family gets us up close in Atlanta, in Georgia. From Georgia guys, we got a lot of scouts, a lot of this, that. We're going to come out with so much energy. It's going to be contagious. With our head cut off.
Right.
I'm so excited to play just to see my family, just to see people from Augusta come in and watch and see how Auburn basketball is. Instead of seeing it on TV, they get to see it in person. They actually get to see it live. So it makes your heart warm when you see it. It gets you cringe. It makes you like, let's go.
I love it. Yeah, and an event like this, I mean, the Holiday Hoopsgiving, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing. A lot of people are going to have that on their TVs this weekend, especially with college football kind of trailing out now and not a whole lot of action happening this weekend. That's going to be a big primetime event.
No doubt, with a lot of great teams.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, with Auburn, I don't know why we got the first game. You know, I thought we should have been the last game.
Mm-hmm. The headliner.
And one of the best teams in the tournament. But I'll take 11 o'clock game or what it may be. But, you know, we're still going to have the best fans show up in the arena, in the State Farm Arena. We're going to have the most fans in the arena. So that's why I was like, I don't know why we're playing last, but we'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
That's right. You know? That's right. Zep, you mentioned rankings. You mentioned a top 25 team. The net rankings came out. The NCAA put those out today. Auburn is ranked 16th. That is 4th in the SEC. You know, when you look at all these analytics scores and all that, they're ranking Auburn way ahead. I mean, some 10 to, you know, 9 to 10 spots higher than where like the AP and the coaches poll have you guys. Is that a comforting thing? Is that something you even look at?
Well, sometimes I don't look at it because I be telling myself, and it really doesn't mean nothing.
Yeah.
But it's always good to see your team and see the team be in those type of spots.
Right.
Like I said, I always tell you, I always want to be the underdog. Coming to games, it's better to be the underdog because it gives you more hunger.
Mm-hmm.
You feed off that. Just seeing people don't respect us. Like I still see people. Some people still think we're not good. I love that because right. we have to show them. Don't ride the bandwagon when we beat the top teams. Don't say we good then.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like people want to jump on it when we win. But when we all see who thinks we're not good. We all see the tweets. We all see people saying this, people saying that.
Right.
But we enjoy that. We want that. Because it gives us hunger, it gives us fight inside. It makes us want to play harder when you see those type of things. But with them putting us in the net rankings, I think it's pretty good. It shows up as a good resume,
mm-hmm.
you know, for in the long run for the NCAA tournament,
yeah.
Top tier teams, top tier one teams, top tier two teams. It's good to get those type of net rankings for the long run.
Zep, a ton of folks right now on the football side of things have entered the transfer portal. From experience, and I'm sure there's some minor differences between sport, football, and basketball, but what are these guys going through right now that all over the country are entering the transfer portal?
Well, I've been seeing a lot of guys in the transfer portal for football. I know a lot of things going through their mind right now, especially, you know, if you want one of the top players this season. But just being an okay player is good to enter in the portal. But you got to know what you're doing in the portal. Because if you don't know what you're doing in the portal, you won't get nothing. You'll regret the mistake you've done for life. It'll come hunt you for life. But those top players, they're going to be set. They're going to be able to go to any school they want to go to. So it's kind of good for them. And it's just about making the best decision of your life. Because you can go from a mid-major school and go to a high-major school and have the best time of your life and win a championship.
And you've told this story before, Zep, but as soon as you pressed the enter button to go into the portal, how long was it until you got a phone call?
I got a phone call like a minute later. I walked up.
Where was it from? Remind me where it was from.
I got an offer soon as I got out the portal from Seton Hall. Seton Hall.
That's right.
The Big East school. And
how long did it take for Auburn to call?
It took them like an hour.
Okay.
Took them an hour. As soon as I sat down in my seat at home, Auburn called.
Was it Bruce that called?
It was Stephen Pearl. Stephen Pearl.
Okay.
That was my recruiter. But I actually got a call from BP on the line with Stephen Pearl.
Got it.
I'm in the transfer portal with my trainer, Coach Rob Allen. And we got on the phone call and talked and just have a regular conversation, you know, just being a cool guy, not being a coach who want to talk your head off and talk about the wrong things. A lot of coaches lie to you when you enter the transfer portal and they talk about, oh, you do this and that trans and I program. But BP, he didn't talk about that. He just got on the phone. It was him. That's why I liked him. He was him. Yeah. He was nobody else. Stephen Pearl was him. He was 100% on what he told me, and I believed everything he said. And ever since I got here, he's been 100 with me. BP been 100 with me, and I respect that. And every coach on the coaching staff has been 100 with me. They push you to the limit. They push you so you can't go no more.
Do you imagine it's a similar thing with football, though? As soon as somebody enters, they get a million phone calls?
No doubt. Especially like if you're a great player, ESPN top 100 player entering the portal. I imagine them getting a lot of phone calls from top 25 ranked football teams. I know like there's some football teams playing in the bowl still, but you know they're getting the calls right now. It's gonna be crazy, especially when football season get over with.
Right,
it's gonna get crazy for those dudes in the transfer portal, and it's gonna make them happy. It's actually gonna make them feel like I ain't worked for nothing. Me entering the transfer portal, seeing me getting all these calls. And it's like some people didn't, before coming to college, they didn't get those, oh, Alabama's, Auburn's,
right,
Ole Miss, those Oregon. They didn't get those type of calls before coming to college. Now, them entering the transfer portal, they're getting them type of calls. So it's like, dang, I really work hard in college. Now I'm getting those calls. It's like, this is what I worked for my whole life. Now I can succeed. Now I can get it. And now it's like, it's going to boost their confidence to another level.
Zep, was there any sense of urgency with the portal stuff just because of the whole, you know, there were more kids in the portal than there were, like, scholarships available?
Yes, it was a lot. It was like 1,000, 1,200, 1,200
kids. It was a bunch. It was
a bunch of kids, and when I seen it, when I entered the portal, it was like 700, 800 kids. But I wasn't worried about if I wasn't going to get a scholarship, because I knew coming into the portal that my name was going to be hot off the season I had and what I bring to the table, like defense and offense, being a two-way player.
I remember when you entered the portal, a bunch of articles came out. I remember reading about you before you were even linked to Auburn.
Yeah, so I remember entering the portal, and I was like, you know, let's see how this is gonna turn out. Like, but I always had Auburn in my mind. I always had Auburn. Before I entered the portal, you know, I would do my research and where I'm gonna go. But Auburn was always top three.
Yeah,
Auburn was always on that. It was that I had a slot, and I would never let Auburn go, never. Mm-hmm. And it's like, as soon as I committed, it's like, Justin Powell left. It was another kid left. I forgot his name, but he's a shooter. He left too. Next day.
Yeah, Jamal Johnson transferred out.
Jamal Johnson. Yep. The next day, I committed. And I say, dang, it's crazy how it works. It's crazy. I looked up Auburn roster, I would say in March. And I was saying, look how I fit in this program. I didn't talk to Stephen Pearl, Bruce Pearl, none of the coaches. I was like, look how I fit in this roster.
Yeah.
I was telling my trainer that, and he was like, yeah, you will fit in this roster.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, it was like a done deal, really. But I still would talk to coaches. I knew I was coming to Auburn, but it was like, dang. Just in case, I got to talk to other coaches
too. Sure, yeah. No, I get it. Do what's best for you, man.
When I first started talking to BP, I felt in love with him, and I love him as a coach. Love him as a coach. I don't care how much he yell at me, what he tell me to do. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT, and I love him for that.
No, I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. Zep, thank you for your time as always, brother. We'll talk again next week.
All right.
All right, be sure to tune in tomorrow. This has been Locked On Auburn.